Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for February 28th to March 6th. So, we do have some good news. We've got some mixed energy coming through, but the good news is that we have our new moon in Pisces, which is coming up on March the 2nd. You guys know how much I love new moons. I feel like I could just wait every 28 days until the next new moon comes around because I feel like there is like this inspiration that comes through with the new moon. There's like this, you know, like this loving energy that comes through, this supportive energy, like this breath of fresh air, this hope that comes through. And so this particular new moon is going to be full of that stuff and amplified because it happens to be the new moon in Pisces. And so, you know, what's funny is I'm just realizing that I've never known a Pisces. So if any of you guys are out there, let me know if you're a Pisces, because I feel like I could use some Pisces friends in my life. So Pisces energy is all about going to bringing us some calmness, the creative energy, all the good vibes. So, you know, allowing us to implement things from our dreams, allowing us to like play a little bit. There's like that soft kind of flowy energy that's kind of like new worldy energy, like kind of, you know, transformational energy. And so I think that we all really, really need this, especially with the tug of war that's going on again with the newest narrative that's coming through, right? Coming through a TV screen near you, which is about the war, of course, that's happening in Ukraine right now between Russia and Ukraine. And I'm sure that some of you are feeling this deeply. I feel like there is a lot of fear right now, like big time emotional fear coming through for everybody around this. Of course, you know, the idea of war is very scary. The idea of how it affects us is scary. And the idea that, you know, our prime minister is, you know, stepping into it and aligning with Biden on this makes the whole thing very scary. So we have to remain calm about this, though, and remind ourselves. And I feel like there's several people that are doing like online meditations about this they're doing the group. So if you get a chance, pop on and do as many of those as you can, like the group connecting to heal the energy around it. I may put something together and do that. It's really busy right now. So if I can, I would like to be able to do something like that. If not, I'll pop on with somebody that is doing it, and you should probably do the same thing. The biggest, clearest message that I'm getting around the question of war is that it's not what it seems. And so I don't mean this in a conspiracy theorist way. I don't mean this, you know, in that, oh, it's not happening. People are not dying. It's all imagined. I don't mean it in that way. And they're not giving it to me in that way. But they're also wanting us to remind ourselves that, you know, again, anything that we've learned is that anything that's coming through the mainstream media, we know that we're not to take it at face value. We've learned this so much. So it's kind of like, you know how when you're watching the difference between a documentary and a soap opera? We're going to call mainstream media the soap opera. So remember, everything is going to be amplified on there. All the drama, the trauma, all of that is going to be amplified because it's part of the narrative. It's part of the game that's being played. At this point, be knowing that, feeling that, and you may not, and the things I'm saying may not resonate with you, and that's fine. I've been clearly shown at this point, I'm not here to change anybody's beliefs on anything. I'm simply here just to, you know, be the signpost, put the sign up. If you choose to read the sign and follow it, that's entirely up to you. But I want you guys to just, you know, across the board, you know, I'm hearing many, many of the people that I follow are saying the same thing. And so, you know, it gives good validation that's we're all being, you know, told to channel the same thing about the, you know, whatever the mainstream media is showing us, look the other way. it's most of the time the opposite of what they're actually showing us or telling us. And so it's very interesting. And you will know now, too, like all of a sudden, boom, there's no talk about COVID, right? Very few. I go through the news feed, like the actual, you know, mainstream media news, at least once a day, just to look, just to make sure that I'm on top of everything. Again, I don't take the stuff that's on there as what's actually happening. I take it as, okay, so what do they don't want us to know about now? What are they hiding from us now? Where are they trying to direct us? It's kind of a little interesting game. I think I started like at the beginning of the whole COVID thing as to be like, which one of these things doesn't belong? And so you'll notice that there was literally one thing in the mainstream media about COVID, and that was that the numbers were remarkably low. I think they said something like less than 1,000 cases. And this is Ontario's news that I'm looking at. So, you know, we're talking at a big population, right? So less than 1,000 cases in the hospital, they're saying. So that's probably way less than that number in itself. And so, of course, when I went in and asked about the, you know, the COVID and what's going to happen around that. And so they're saying that they're saying that agenda has hit the peak. It's hit a peak. And then the convoy stuff came in, which took it even up a notch further. And then they're saying now it's going to come down. It's going to come down. And when I asked if we are going to be having like the same thing come next flu season, go back into the, oh, now the numbers are climbing back up. Oh, now we're going to lock the blah, blah, blah. And they said yes to me. So have the awareness around that, guys, because I feel like, you know, this, and I find it so funny because for as much as, you know, if we talk against the narrative, you know, there will be people that say that we, you know, we're being conspiracy theories or we're being tinfoil hats or we're, you know, all the names, you've heard the names. But it's funny because the people that are following this and are not having the awareness of the cycle that it's in, to me, are hypnotized. They've been very, very much hypnotized. And this is just where, you know, we've been through 2 full years of this. This will go into the third cycle of it. We can now recognize, okay, so what is this? It's a flu season. The virus that comes through, it's a flu virus. So is it going to come back once the temperatures get cold again and once everybody's staying inside and they're not outside? Yes, because that's when all the viruses will come back. So we have to remind ourselves big time about that, because otherwise you're going to be on this continuous loop, right? This continuous loop of fear. And it boggles my mind that they still think that that they can get people to do that, but people are doing that. So they're going according to plan. So just, you know, feel into that for yourself though, and see like where the truth is in that, where your feeling is around that. Like how much fear do you have around that? You know, and be mindful of that. If COVID wasn't here before and it was just all of the regular flus coming through, how much fear do you normally have around the flu season? I can tell you for myself, because I'm such a germaphobe, I don't have fear. I've never had fear around the flu season. I've never had a flu shot. I've never done flu shots for my family. But I am smart about it because we do preventative measures. So that means that we start taking extra vitamins. We do the homeopathic influenzium to, you know, build up our immune systems. I make sure that we're taking vitamin D. I make sure that we do get some fresh air and some. So, you know what I mean? We do that preventatively and, you know, knock on wood, you know, it's served us well. So, you know, everybody needs to go back into that thinking and just, you know, remind yourself. So when flu season would come, would you stop living? Would you like stop going anywhere? Would you like, if you had a trip planned, would you cancel it? You wouldn't. So remind yourself about the fear propaganda. If you've been hypnotized by it, if it's time to break the hypnosis of that. Okay. So they did say to me around the whole COVID thing, due course. So I feel like there's still more that's going to play out there. It's still going to play out. I feel like I feel like this is very much like a chess game. It's like, here, we've made this move. Okay, so now let's see what that move comes. And, you know, we are kind of like guinea pigs in the chess game, and that's kind of how we are. So the only thing that we can do is we can mind our frequency. We can mind where our frequency goes, and we can bring it back, right? Bring it back into alignment with our higher selves and get it out of the fear state. So I asked into about then, I don't know, if, let me know, you guys can let me know via email or in our Facebook group about the dizziness and the vertigo, because you guys know that I've been dealing with this. Like, you know, I had two really strong bouts of vertigo, and then kind of like just for days after have the like dizziness that comes through with it. So I asked into that. Just for some clarification for everybody, I know I'm not the only one that's having it, because I know a lot of other light workers are experiencing it as well. And so they are confirming that this is the higher frequencies. This is because of the higher frequencies that are coming in. They are calling some of us anchors of light. So it's almost like, you know, when I talked in the, I don't know if it was last week's thing, but about the portals of, you know, like the buildings, the structures that are set up around the world to be like the portals of light or the beacons of light. So the same thing with some souls, right? So particular, I mean, we're all here carrying light because that's what we are. But there are some of us that apparently they're calling the anchors of light. So we're literally anchoring light into the grid. And if you happen to be one of those lucky ones, you will be feeling a lot of the ascension symptoms big time, like big time. And I know for me, my nervous system has just been feeling fried. So I have been doing tons of things to support that. But it's, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. If somebody said to me, you know, you can skip this part, I'd say, okay, thank you. I will skip this part, because it makes being human extremely hard. And, you know, they say to me, well, that's the point. So, you know, they want us to be, you know, ascending. They want us to be rising in frequency. So it's the opposite of the, you know, being the human that has the lower dense vibrational energy in them, right? It's the contrast. And that contrast, that shift in contrast is uncomfortable. And so, you know, if you're feeling it, you're not alone. There's many of us that are feeling that. You know, do your best to allow the energies to flow through you. Do your best to support your physical body. You know, I feel like the stronger your physical body is, so the more healthier your nervous system is, especially, the easier it will be to do the transformation through this. So do everything in your power to be able to support yourself, especially your vagus nerve. Key is the vagus nerve. It keeps on coming up for me over and over and over again. And that is the massive nerve that runs from the, you know, from your digestive system all the way up into the base of your skull. So, and it branches out. It's, you know, it's called the vagus because it's like a vagabond. It like travels everywhere. So it touches everything, every organ, every system. And there's tons of things that we can do to support that. So if that feels like something that you need to look into, then definitely look into that. They did with those higher frequencies, they talked about circuit boards as well. So I don't understand the meaning of that. I'm not a computer person, but they pulled those all in together, the circuit boards. So see what that means for you specifically. Again, right now we're in the kind of like the cycle of new beginnings, new adventures. And they said it's literally like a simmering pot of energy and frequency. And so, again, we can choose kind of like which pot we're going to simmer with, which pot we're going to blend with. So whether that's the one that is like, you know, all about strength and standing together and coming together, or if it's still the, you know, the divide or the feeling, the judgment, like the very, very two different frequencies that we get to choose which one we want to do. And they said to me, this is going to be so like creating a united stance and coming together. So creating that force. And so really kind of an interesting conversation that I had with my husband over the weekend. And it was just because I have Jesus popping into my mind. He keeps popping into my energy, popping into my mind. And it was always around when I was getting glimpses about the people from the convoy stuff that have been arrested. So I don't know if you guys know this, but two of their main people, well, Pat King, who was not an organizer, but is a media person. So he was definitely spreading the word. And supporting, he's still in jail. So they arrested him from the convoy. He's still in jail. He's been denied bail. And then Tamara Leach is the same thing. She's been denied bail as well. And so when I first heard about that and like the injustice of that entire thing of how they're holding these people in jail, you know, without, you know, the things that they're being charged with and the reasons why they're not letting them out is because they're afraid that they're going to continue to say the things that they've been saying and doing the things that they've been doing, which is, you know, the freedom of speech, I guess, is not existent anymore. And so when I would feel into that, it really kind of like made me feel like, oh no, like, you know, so all that was for nothing. So everything that they did was for nothing. And as soon as I started to feel like that, they brought Jesus into my perspective and the whole, situation that would have happened when Jesus was here. So if you guys just think about that for a moment. So go back in time to when Jesus was here, you know, so we had a man that was preaching the gospel. We had he was a healer. He was just a regular guy, you know, carpenter, worked with his hands, was, you know, did labor, you know, didn't come from richness, didn't come from kings or queens. You know, he was one of us, just kind of like the truckers being one of us, you know. And then, you know, you look at what happened. Feel into that. He would have had a following, right? He would have had all of these people, not just the disciples, but he would have had, like, you know, people that would have been looking at him for inspiration, for hope, for guidance. You know, they would have been putting a lot of energy into the Savior energy around them, just like, you know, many of us have done with the freedom fighters that are doing this stuff for us now. And then look at what happened to him. They ended up putting him on a cross and making it very public that if you don't follow what we're saying, this is what happens to you. And so imagine how all of the followers then felt, you know, with Jesus. They must have felt like, oh my God, what was the point of all this? Why, you know, why did we even believe in anything? Why did we put our energy into one person? And here's what I wanted to be, you guys to remember. And the same story goes around, and this is interesting that Louis Riel, so he was the politician, the Canadian politician who fought for the rights of the Métis people, which I'm Métis. And so this kind of thing his story hits home to me. And you can look into it because it's like there's a big story behind Louis Riel, which is very interesting. But it's also the exact same thing. He was standing up for the freedom of people. He was standing up against political parties. He was standing up against government takeovers and corruption and evil. All of that, the same thing. He had a whole bunch of followers behind him, a whole bunch of people relying on him, and they hung him. They hung him. That's how he was killed. Again, you know, we can put in, Martin Luther King, another person in there that, you know, is one of our saviors. So all of the point that they were giving me was we can look at the loss of one of these, you know, people that have stood up for us to save us as a defeat, or we can look at it as, okay, so that one soul that stood up for us all and took that massive hit and took the exit, ultimately took the exit through the mission, but it was for all of us. So it was for so many souls to have the awakening through them, to have that awareness come through them, to have that light be lit within us. Like those two people right now that are sitting in the jail, you know, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people that they have touched, that they have either, you know, made them wake up or made them come together in, you know, a united force. There's so my point in all of that, and the reason why they kept on showing me Jesus through all this, is that we need to focus on the bigger picture of things. We need to focus on not just on the one person that failed or that we see as a failure, but we look at the thousands and thousands of souls that actually, you know, came into unison over that cause. And then that comes back to that, you know, what they're talking about, the united stance coming together. And that's how we build a stronger frequency. That's how the stronger frequency comes through. And that's exactly what they want us to be doing right now. So bring your focus and your attention then to like the good stuff in it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if you're just focusing on all of the stuff that we think are failures, then that's, we're adding to the problem of it, right? We're not raising the frequency. We're not holding the light or holding the space. So focus on the ripple effects that the smallest things have, that how many people are waking up on the planet, how many people are coming together and supporting each other and loving each other. And how many people are wanting to create peace, peace on earth? It's the majority. It's going to be the majority. And I wanted to let you guys know one more really important thing. And I know this is specific to many of you. Do not let all of the chaos that's happening on this planet right now stop you from living a life. The very last thing they said to me is, don't be afraid to dance. And I love that, because that is what we need to be reminded of. Don't stop living. Don't stop making the plans. Don't stop dreaming about the future. Don't stop enjoying life, because that's not the purpose of this. It's the exact opposite. So I'm going to leave you with that. Let that sink in. Don't be afraid to dance. Okay. And so I am going to see you guys this week. We're doing our, I'm going to send out the email. This week is so jam packed for me. I'm going to make sure that I show up where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there. So I'll send out an email to you guys. It'll come out with this. You'll know the date, but we have our get togethers coming up. So I get a chance to get together with you guys and see you all. Sending y'all huge, huge blessings, and I will see you soon.